Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys, Random Thoughts podcast, and this is a recap of Aaliyah on Hanging with the Hamiltons. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
So this popped up in my feed, did you watch season one or no? I can't remember.
I did, but I don't remember the people.
So this was the success story. This was the first success story from Love is Blind, right? Cameron and Lauren. And, you know, it was the white guy, the sister, and...
Oh, that's who the couple got it.
That's who they are, right? And, you know, they were the poster child for Love is Blind. And I'm really surprised that they have not brought them back in any sort of role. Like Married at First Sight, what they did with the couple from the first season was they kept them around for a while. And they haven't done that with Cameron and Lauren, or as we say on the show all the time, Lauren and Cameron then, right? So here with the Hamiltons, they decided to do their own podcast, Hanging with the Hamiltons. They're celebrating 5 years. They're on their fifth anniversary now, right? That's how long they've been doing it. And Cameron actually got the virtual sit down with Aaliyah. And when this popped up, I immediately, you know, shared it with you, said, hey, take a look at this. What do you think? Because first thing I noticed, a lot of people in the comments saying, now this is the kind of tea, look at Cameron getting the tea that Nick and Vanessa won't get. And people are really just hating on Nick and Vanessa for what they did in their, what they do at the reunions. And I'm going to get your honest feedback after we talk about what was in it.
Okay,
better or worse than Nick and Vanessa. Let's save it to Leah.
Got it.
But one of the first things we found out, this was actually filmed back in 2022, right? And the
you're talking about Love is Blind was filmed in 20. Yeah. This season five was spring 2022 is when they got into the pod to start filming. Got it.
Right, which according to Leah was right after season four. So apparently they just went back to back and did it. Cool. Thoughts when you first started watching this interview here?
Well, I was wondering, okay, what is she going to spill? Because Uche has apparently been saying things on his social media platform. We haven't got to the reunions yet. So my first thought was, okay, now we're going to get some answers. And we're going to get someone that's probably going to ask the tough questions because they've been on the show. Right. And nothing. But go ahead.
Well, we got some answers. I mean, look at you. Trying to give up the tea already. I'm starting with my review. No, you know, the interesting thing about this, because one of the things people were questioning was how could Uche be on social media talking about stuff? Don't they have a gag order? And come to find out their gag order is a little different. They could talk about the episodes that have already aired, right?
Yeah.
And Uche gave us some insight into certain things in there, and we'll get to that. But first, one of the things we found out from Aaliyah was that 3 days before Uche told her about Lydia, she told him that Lydia was her best friend in the pods.
Perfect time to say something. And he chose not to. Question is, mm-hmm. why? Because Uche and Lydia are messy. We know that.
Well, here's how messy they are. Because she did drop some tea. And I thought she kind of said this a little bit. They didn't show a whole lot of it. But this is the details we're looking for. She said Uche told her they only dated for 3 months back in 2020. So now that we know this was filmed in 2022, this is two years later. So she's this explains a whole lot as to why she was like, you know what? We can make it through this. When she first told her, before she went back and sat with Lydia and said, he told me. She said, oh, that's 2 years ago, only 3 months. It wasn't that serious. All right, we can make this happen. And Uche was like, pat myself on the back.
Yeah, dodged a bullet on that one. He matrixed. So he tells her that. And then you cut to Lydia and Aaliyah's conversation in the pod after Aaliyah says, hey, you told me. And if this was only a few months, almost 2 years ago, that's a whole lot of detail that Lydia remembered about him, the dog, the hat. Like, that's a lot of detail for Lydia to remember.
3 months is a lot for a dog to start pissing itself every time it sees you.
Yeah. I mean, the girl I dated in 2020, I couldn't even tell you how to get to her house. And I was there many times. I don't remember. But Lydia remembers a lot of detail about their relationship. And then in the pod, when they're having that conversation, then she also says, oh, by the way, the last time we were together was in January and we did have sex. I just want to be honest with you. And so I'm like, wait a minute, January, spring. So 3 months, lies, lies, lies all over the place.
Yes. So many lies. And but you know what? Now, here's the thing. And as I said that thing about the dog peeing itself, because remember when she said that, now it makes sense, right? Their relationship now makes a lot of sense in the on and off, because the dog liked her immediately, right? Or they got along and then she was gone. And then she was back. Mm-hmm. And then he's gone. And then you're back. You know how dogs get. That's why I can't stand them.
Yeah.
A cat would be like, oh, you're back? All right.
Whatever. You'll be gone again.
How long you here for this time?
Yeah. You know?
But, you know, something that she got a lot of flack for as well, too, was about still trying to work things out, right? And I think this is the part that I think Uche didn't really get to understand. She heard all that from, and she did say she really wanted Lydia to stop talking. But even Cameron was like, yeah, and then she just kept going. And then going again. And then going again. And dropping all that info. Aaliyah goes back into the pods, talks to him, and she says, you know, when he went back for this proposal, potentially, because who knows with Uche, and she wasn't there, she left because she didn't want to get into an engagement with that kind of doubt. Because just like you said, that's a lot of detail for three months, 2 years ago. One of these things ain't adding up.
Right. Well, she did talk about that. And let's peel the layers back on that conversation. So you're telling me you are in the pod, you have all this doubt in your mind, and you knew that it was either Uche or no one. And since you couldn't commit to a marriage right then, great. I totally respect that. What I don't get is, so you could have just told Uche that and then left? You could have just wrote him a note in the little diary that he gave, the journal? Hey, I'm thinking about it. Yeah, I can't do this in this process. Maybe we should, after the show, outside the pods, let's connect. Here's my number. Something? You just leave.
Okay. To be fair, it's like jail. The producers would have read it. And she didn't say she wrote something in there because let me be Uche for a second. Well, what if she actually wrote it in the book and they tore the page out? I'm being Uche with my speculation here.
No, that's great. So let me counter. So what you're saying then is that the producers are so strict that they accidentally let this couple who dated each other before recently on the show told them not to talk about it. But then if Aaliyah wanted to say, hey, Uche, I really like you, but I can't do it in this process, they wouldn't let her have that conversation or slip him a note. Because
you do it on the show or you're gone.
She could have did it on the show. Gone. She could have, hey, meet me in a pod. If he proposed, hey, you know, I can't. I can't say yes to that right now. I still, you know, I do love you. I want to see where this can go. But in the experience that I'm in right now, this isn't working for me because I have a lot of doubt. Mm-hmm. But let's talk after the show. She could have did that on camera if she wanted to, instead of just abruptly leaving and then having the, you know, Uche gets the producers to call and that whole deal. So whatever.
I will say this. You're right. She shouldn't have just left.
Can you say that again,
but
please?
It's Uche. You're right. She shouldn't have just left.
Pause.
But it's Uche. So F him. Because he was too much of an asshole to her anyway. He doesn't deserve it. He was too much of an asshole to her from the very beginning. And she tried to excuse it. Oh, he's just, you know, he's blunt. He's very blunt. That's just the way he is. I think it's because of his profession. I know lawyers who are not that much of an asshole.
Well, but here's the deal. He's consistent. So he's an asshole to everybody. So to me, I'm like, okay, yeah, I don't like how he talks to people. I think he's an ass, but that's just who he is. I have friends that I'm like, I know I have to warn other people, hey, so-and-so's coming over. He's kind of an ass, but he's a good guy. He's a really good guy.
Be careful. This guy may call you a racist.
He's a really good guy, but a couple things you got to be aware of. So Uche is least consistent. She, you know, and I think this is part of her youth, because I think a lot of people gave her a lot of praise in the comments about she's so poised and all this other stuff. I'm just like, stop it. That was 40 something minute edited review. Just dial that back, that she's that poised. I just think she's a little bit immature in her dating, the way she handled it. And so
did the edits bug you?
No, I just know, like, we do podcasts and we know everything that we talk about is not aired every second. We cut. And so I'm sure there's some things that got cut out, but I think the way that she handled that, I don't look at her as being this really, oh, she's so mature and she's a, no, she's not. And I can tell by the way she handled it.
She's grown from this situation.
Well, a year from now, yes, she's grown from it. I'm talking about Aaliyah back in March 2022. April 2022 Aaliyah. I'm not talking about yesterday Aaliyah that did the
October
show
2023,
camera.
Yes.
Yeah, not October 20. So yeah, that Aaliyah was pretty immature. Hopefully, and I think that she probably has grown some from that. Mm-hmm. And then she talks a little bit about her dating history before meeting Uche. About being in toxic relationships.
And tell me, if you have PTSD from toxic relationships in the past, and you see this volcano of toxicity erupting in front of you, are you going to stand there and say, well, let me speak to the lava first before I leave? No, you get the hell out the way. So you know what, Aaliyah? I take it back. You are right to leave, because you're dealing with it with a man in the pods that you've fallen in love with, as you said, and you're dealing with the woman that you called your best friend in the pods, which she addressed to. People were really like, how is she your best friend? You just met her. If you can fall in love that fast, you can make a best friend that fast. And as we see, just that quickly, it can all break up.
Well, true. But I think you can also say that I've not been in a toxic relationship, so I don't know what that's like. And I do think that anybody who ever has been in a toxic relationship, definitely get out of it. And those that have gotten out of it, you have to do a lot of work to make sure you don't get back into it. What shocks me is even on a dating show where you can't see the person through the wall, you still fell for a toxic relationship.
Yeah, she did.
So, and I'm thinking maybe there's a little bit more work you got to do. Yeah, through the wall, toxicity was there. And you were like,
it was seeping through the cracks, and you're like,
this smells familiar.
Now, here's the question, because you said you've never been in a toxic relationship. Would any woman that you've dated say the same?
I could think of some people that I really pissed off and might have hurt. Like, it wasn't toxic.
It wasn't toxic, but that's what they took it as. Yes.
It wasn't toxic, right?
To me.
Yeah.
Like, toxicity? There's none over here. To me, she's got
none on this side. No. I mean, there are some people in my past, if I could do a mea culpa, I would, but. Mm-hmm. I was a different tarot back then, but I don't think I was in a toxic relationship where, and the levels, and maybe we have to talk about what level is toxic, right?
Right.
In the cases that we're hearing about on the show, it's the relationships where it's constant arguing, constant fighting, him trying to be in control and talking down to her and all that. I haven't done any of that before.
Right.
And I haven't had anybody do that to me, you know, but. Again, everybody's a little bit different on what they're okay with. And she was still willing to give this a shot. Knowing all the lies, knowing all the drama, she still was willing to give it a shot. Where the difference between you and me is, first lie that comes out, we're like, out.
Deuces. You know, this toxic conversation we're going to have, but we're going to have it with some women in the room. So we'll talk about that. I think we know exactly what we can do with that one. But look, back to this interview with Aaliyah hanging with the Hamiltons, at least with the Hamilton, because there's only one there at the time, Cameron. And they talk about the lunch. And he asked her, and I like the fact that he asked this question, like, okay, so the lunch that we saw, how long was it before you had that? And she said a week, maybe a week and a half, right?
Yeah.
And then she confirmed what Uche said on Instagram. Ugh. We had to believe him? Yeah.
Well, she confirmed it. But we still don't know what happened. She said they tried to date and it didn't work out. Mm-hmm. And so we're left still with nothing.
She told us. She said a number of people told her that things that he was saying about her and things about him, and she was noticing these things, and she was like, and people were telling her what we were telling her. You deserve better than him. Run. She finally listened. She turned and she ran.
Okay. She didn't say what she heard. She didn't say what she did. Yeah. Right now, we just have that old rock song. Heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who nothing.
What did they say?
You know, I knew you wouldn't know it. That's why I did that, because you wouldn't be able to relate to that. So there wasn't any detail in this interview with Cameron. And that's what I wanted to hear. Okay. What did people tell you about him that you saw and recognized? What was it that made the relationship not work out? Who ended it? How did it end? Like, there's so many things that I wish Cameron would have asked, because I'm curious what happened. Okay. You tried to date, it didn't work out. What happened? Don't you ask that of your friends when they say they break up? Oh, y'all broke up? Man, what happened?
We don't know if he asked or not. She may have been like, hey, I just want to save that for the reunion. So he may have edited that part. Like you said, we can see the cuts in this interview. We know it wasn't exactly 46 minutes. That's just what it was edited down to, right? So be it.
I get that, real quick. But the show edits stuff out all the time. So to me, this was the perfect opportunity and platform for you to put some stuff out there. Something. Yeah. You didn't have to tell it all, but you could put some stuff out there, right?
Okay.
You and I interviewed somebody from a reality show. We asked the tough questions. Mm-hmm. You know, we didn't edit it. We asked the tough questions about, tell us, why did you do this, right?
Yeah.
I think Cameron could have did those things. And still, if he asked and she gave an answer, that should have got posted.
Okay. She did give an answer. One of the things she did say was she felt that he wasn't attracted to her, and he even told her she wasn't his usual type. So,
okay,
you know, through the wall, I thought you were, you know, light, bright, damn near white, something with curls.
We don't know. We don't know what his usual type is. So something don't make curls, any assumptions. Yeah. Don't make any assumptions that he doesn't date black women.
Hey,
don't make any assumptions that he doesn't date black women.
Who was he arguing with at the gathering? He was arguing with Miriam. Who was he also welcome to talk to? Stacy. I'm just saying.
That doesn't mean anything at all. He was arguing with Miriam because hopefully we're going to find out at the reunion that maybe him and Miriam have some beef. And when you hear Miriam talk, I would want to argue with the two. Because I'm like, Miriam's what is your skin deal? What do you put on your skin? Tell the story.
A lot of people saying bleaching.
Are you in Houston now?
A lot of people saying bleaching cream.
Yeah, possibly. But it's like, okay, Miriam, are you in Houston? Are you Middle East? You float back between both, but give me some more context. So I don't think that he has an issue with black women, but it could have been maybe he doesn't date nurses. I used to have a thing where I didn't want to date teachers. So maybe that was it. Don't care what color you were. If you were a teacher at one point in my life, I was like, nope, not doing it. So
hey, you missed out, changed. You missed out. So you missed out.
Possibly did, you know, but we all go through phases with our preferences, and maybe Uche's preferences, maybe not someone in the medical field. You know, who knows? After 2020, a lot of people didn't want to date people in the medical field because you're like, you're around too much of the vid. I don't need need you coming over, bringing them scrubs in my house before we knew really how to handle COVID. So maybe just trying to help Uche out a little bit.
I see. You're definitely trying hard. Failing, but you're trying. Aaliyah said that she did have a conversation with Lydia, though. They kind of, mutual friend kind of put them together. She wouldn't say what she said, and this irked you, obviously.
Did. Okay, so what y'all talk about? Give us some detail. I don't really want to.
I'll let her tell that
because it was some personal thing that she shared, and that's her story to tell. Then why bring it up? Why are you here?
Okay, here's what she did give. Again, I'm going to counter. I see you. You didn't give me anything, and I point out the one thing she did give. I can say there's some truths between what she said, what Uche said, and then there's the truth. And we've seen people say that in the comments as well, too. So they always say this. There's always three truths.
We said that, and people in the comments have said that. A lot of our subscribers have said that. So what's different with Aaliyah saying it? It's like, there really was his truth and a her truth. And a truth in the middle. We were just speculating that, but Aaliyah confirmed it.
I like how she's forgiven both of them, though. Even though she's like no longer friends with Lydia. Like, yeah, we're not friends anymore. But, you know, hey, I forgive them both.
And I think you should. I mean, you can't, you know, keeping hate in your heart for people doesn't do any good and only hurts you at the end of the day. And so I think you always should forgive and don't forget. Don't forget what you learned in this experience. But I'm glad that she forgave them. I don't think they'll all be friends and meet up and hang out. They're probably not in the group chats together with the other castmates. But good for her. So that was something new that we learned that she forgave them. So, this interview was awesome. Cameron, A+.
I hear the sarcasm. I just want to point out, it's great to hear you say, you know, forgiveness is for you, because I remember when I told you that I forgave somebody, so that it was for me, so I could move past. And one of these days, when we get to about 10,000 subscribers, I'll share that story. But you still haven't forgiven that person.
I still stand 10 toes down to what I said. I wouldn't forgive her. I think it's great that you did. I wouldn't forgive her.
Well, I'm glad that you've graduated to the point of you're glad that I did, because when I told you that, you're like, what? How? I'm still mad. I'm like, Jesus.
No, I don't forgive her, but I'm glad that you let it go. All I'm saying is I couldn't let that go.
Oh, yeah, we'll share that story sometime down the line. Matter of fact, the sooner we get to 10K, the sooner you get to hear the story. We'll make it as simple as that. Okay. You just sarcastically gave Cameron an A+. What is your actual grade of the interview? Because I thought he did a good job. This is not his profession. This is not what he does. I forget what his actual profession originally was, because, of course, I have not gone diving into their lives over the last 5 years. And this was 5 years ago that they did that show. But I know it was nothing close to this.
Sorry. Excuses, tools the incompetent, use of the monuments of nothingness. Cameron doesn't get a pass. Exactly. Cameron doesn't get a pass on, I don't really do this often, then don't do it.
If you're gonna I said that.
Do it right. Oh, right. Don't make excuses for him. He had the perfect opportunity to ask some really good questions, and he didn't. And so I think that, hey, it's great that you gave a safe space for Aaliyah to come out. And she even said that she doesn't plan on doing this often or join another podcast. When she said that, I was like, crap, I guess we can't get her, you know, to come on the show.
Especially not the way you're talking about her now.
Oh, what? I would, hey, Aaliyah, I would give you the smoke. I would ask you the questions. You know, don't come on here if you don't want to answer the questions. I wouldn't bring you on. Right. But I'm like, Cameron could have dug in, asked some more clarifying questions, dug a little bit deeper into some of the responses that she gave. He didn't. So everyone that was saying that, oh, this is the interview, this is really good, he should be doing this instead of Vanessa Lachey, I'm like, no, he shouldn't. He didn't do anything better than Nick or Vanessa would have done. And I don't think we really got much out of it. And so I don't think it's great. Again, she got a chance to say her piece. And it's great that she was able to do that with someone who can relate to what it's like to be on the show and who has a successful relationship to be on the show. So I don't fault Cameron. All I'm saying is I thought his interview was bad.
He's a nice guy, though. That's him. He's, if I remember correctly, and you guys can correct me in the comments below, but I think he's the one that plays nice, right? Not that Lauren doesn't play nice either, but it's just, I think she probably would have asked a lot more or dug a little deeper. I think if they were on, if they were, say, hosting the reunion, he would be the nice guy in it, and she would ask the questions that needed to be asked.
Okay. All right. Let's go to my favorite restaurant analogy. Let's say you go to Ruth Chris and your steak is overcooked. And I'm the manager. I come out, well, the cook in the back, Cameron, he's really nice. He's not the best at cooking steaks, but he is really nice. Lauren had to call out today because she had a personal emergency, so she couldn't cook today. So Cameron came in. Bless his heart, he tried. No, it doesn't matter.
Look, I will say this. It was good to see and good to hear from Aaliyah in this. I know we'll hear from her in the reunion. I'm glad she came out. I'm glad she did it with Cameron in a safe space. She looked good. She looked happy. She said she's moved on. She's pursuing peace, her singing and her songwriting. You like her hair this time? We know you didn't like the braids initially. No. You like the natural hairstyle, the first at the lunch. What about this one?
I like this one too. She's a beautiful woman, mm-hmm. and she has a natural beauty about her that doesn't need a whole lot of makeup. Although it looks like she had those stills in the eye corners. Look at the video again. Some women put the little makeup. It's not like a whole eyeliner, but it's like right there in the corners. Look at the video again. I think she did that, but I thought she looked great. I liked her hair in this interview. I like the Hillman t-shirt that she had on.
Yes. And then when she changed her name to Aaliyah Cosby.
Well,
because her name at first was Aaliyah, and then it was Aaliyah Cosby later in the interview.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think you really want to be connected to Cosby, but that's neither here nor there.
That wasn't there early in the interview. That wasn't there early in the interview.
Yeah. You might want to, Cameron, work on your editing.
Well, and I will say this, Uche's blind, but everybody has their preferences. So, Uche, I hope you find your Nubian European queen that you're looking for in Houston.
Oh, Uche just finds whatever it is that he's looking for. I mean, I think everybody deserves to have somebody, right? And there's somebody out there for Uche. If I can see people in love walking around Walmart at 2 o'clock in the morning, there's someone out there for everybody. Uche just has to find that person that he can talk crazy to and run over. That's not going to challenge him. And there are some people out there who will do that.
Mm-hmm. There are. And this ain't going to be one of the sisters that he's not attracted to. So there you go. It all works out.
Well, look. Huge assumption.
No, I'm just saying. Monday night, we're back. Episode 9 recap. And then Friday, we're going to do Friday again, right?
Yes.
For episode 10, the finale. And we'll wait for word on the reunion. And we'll be there. And don't forget, of course, on the 18th, Mavs is back.
Colorado.
Hey, I'm Yanni Rood.
And I'm just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rood, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. I'm sorry. Cheers early. Cheers.
Yeah.
I was thirsty.